Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, my name is Shemaine Gore, and I believe Alex tried to contact me in reference to my book. It's called If You Only Knew. So I think he might be interested in marketing my book. So I was asking him how much did this cost me for the book press, the book style press to market my book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is your book already on Amazon?
It is on Amazon.
Fantastic. May I have the complete title of the book? The name of the book?
If You Only Knew.
If You Only Knew by... Okay, hold on. If You Only Knew. It's a song as well.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Nope, I'm looking for it. If You Only Knew, right?
Correct.
Okay, and I see, yes, there is one book, If You Only Know by Kristen. That's not yours. Let me look for another. See, if I can have a look at your book, I would be able to give you better ideas of what could be the marketing strategy and, you know, how much it would cost you. So that's the only reason.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find out the book so I can have a quick look at it.
Okay. So you, do you need to call me back?
No, no, I'm looking at it right away while I'm speaking with you over the phone. If you
okay.
only, there are a lot of books by this title. If You Only Knew a Woman. I'm sorry?
I said that's why I had it copyright.
Oh,
so no one else
okay.
can.
Well, I guess there are already 25, 30 books published by this name. And
right.
They're
and
not even published recently. They were published, you know, a few years back, maybe back in 2016,
right.
2015. So did you copyright the title at that time?
No, I just got my copyright.
When did you get it copyrighted?
Let me pull the information. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Because it's, you know, through the Library of Congress and everything. So they sent me a letter stating that my book is now registered at the Library of Congress.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You still have that letter, right? We would need that letter before actually publishing the book because we'll be applying for the ISBNs for you. So for that, we would need that letter. Fantastic. You can have that with you. Now, let me have...
Well, I had got it because I knew with a lot of titles.
Roughly, can you
tell me
how long is your book in terms of number of pages or number of words? Roughly.
Probably 85 pages.
80 pages?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And you said that you have already published it. In which year did you publish it?
It is May 24th, 2021.
That's recent. That's about a year back. Okay. So how many sales
mm-hmm.
have you got so far?
How many what? I'm sorry.
Sales have you got so far?
From Amazon and Barnes & Noble, I haven't seen any sales. But so that's why I'm doing my own marketing sales.
Okay. Any reviews so far from your readers who have maybe read the book?
A couple of reviews are posted online.
They're online? Okay, fantastic. Well, Ms. May, I guess it seems great. All right, we would love to go ahead and help you market this book. Alex told me this is an autobiography. It's a book that is based on you, I guess, a true life story.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's great. We can go and help you with marketing such a book and, you know, help you get sales on the book as well. Now, see, marketing is what we understand or what we prefer or what it looks like is marketing is like a business, you know. The more you're investing in this, the more you're investing your time, your money in this, the better return of investment you can expect out of it. So just out of curiosity, are you limited to a certain budget for spending on marketing this book or how much you're looking to invest? Just an idea, just a rough idea.
How much am I looking to spend to market my book? I mean, I know advertisement is a very expensive part of marketing.
Indeed.
And sales.
Indeed.
I get that. I get that. So roughly maybe 1500, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. If you can do that, you know, what we can do for you is we can offer you email marketing in it, all right, and we can offer you Amazon optimization in it, and plus we can go and help you fix everything that is related to the book on multiple platforms. That means that if your book is published only on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, first of all, we'll have to publish it on two or three platforms more so that we can get, you know, number of engagements from other platforms too. Like, for example, if you're making just $100 from Amazon and $100 from Barnes & Noble, so different publishers would add up $100 too. You know, so that would make a huge, handsome amount for you at the end of the month. So publishing a book on multiple platforms is really important, not just on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, because you would miss a lot of readers, a lot of targeted audience if they're coming up on any other platform. Okay? That's one thing.
Okay.
Secondly, what I feel over here is to optimize your Amazon page. That means if someone is trying to look for your book on Amazon, like I was trying to look for it and got a lot of books lined up, as I said, you know, almost 15, 20 books were lined up in front of me and I wasn't able to find which one was yours. So for that, what is required is we would do Amazon optimization, which is similar to a process that you might have heard about on Google, which we call SEO, search engine optimization. That means with the help of your favorite keywords, we would bring up the ranking of your website. So tomorrow, if someone is just typing in your first name on Amazon or maybe just the title of the book on Amazon, if you only knew, they would see the first thing is your book on the top. All right, the 15, 20 books that we are talking about would go on the bottom, and first book would be yours on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? All right, this is one of the book tactics to bring in more sales to the book. Third thing, what we would have to do to go ahead and do massive marketing for this is that we can help you with email marketing this book with multiple authors. Email marketing means that there are a lot of people who are out there looking for new books in the market. There are a lot of thirsty readers out there. So what they do is they sign up on multiple platforms, on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, with Walmart, with everyone they can, so that they can get updates and newsletters about new books coming up in the market. So we would be running emails to those people who would be interested in such books. And, of course, conversion rates out of those emails are quite good. You would see a lot of people who are taking interest in the book. Now, again, it depends on a lot of things that pushes a person to buy the book. The cover of the book, the inner pages of the book, the author of the book does matter for a reader before he actually makes an actual purchase for the book. So we would create a brilliant market for this and, you know, can route a lot of people to the book, but it does depend on the book as well, that if it really wants to sell, you know. So that's the most important part, because what we feel over here, the question is that it's published over a year. You published it last in the month of May 2021, and we are in the month of June, which is almost at the end. We'll be, you know, maybe starting the marketing in July for you. So technically, you know, it's been a while the book is over there. Okay, so bringing up the ranking for such a book takes a bit amount of time. Okay, I won't say that I would need a bit more amount of money, but yes, instead of 2 months, I would need at least three and a half months to bring up your ranking on a certain level that, you know, it sells as soon as people look for it.
Okay. So you're saying that I probably need to get my book published on your website? Is that what you're saying?
No. Not on our website. We are not publishers. We are not Amazon. We are not Barnes & Noble. There are a lot of platforms out there similar to Amazon. RuboCrafton, you might have heard about. iBooks, you might have heard about. Google Books, you might have heard about.
Mm-hmm.
So these are platforms, you know. For example, tomorrow we market the book, all right? Now, people are looking for your books on Google Books. There's no book of yours over there. You would miss a great chunk, which, you know, could actually buy the book if they're looking for your book on Google Books. Now, 90% of the world is using iPhone. Every person prefers to have their books, everything in their phones. So they would look for a book in iBooks if they're using an iPhone, as being an iPhone user. Make sense? So if your book is not there on iBooks, so how an iPhone user can get a hold of it? Does he have to go on Amazon to look for it? And what's the guarantee your book will be on the top when he goes on Amazon?
Right.
Makes sense. So we would cover the first loophole to bring up the ranking of your book on Amazon. That's the first thing, Amazon optimization that we call. Second is run emails to people who are interested in your book. Third is to publish your book on multiple platforms so you can see multiple and massive sales coming in. And fourth would be SMS marketing that we run to generate people out there, to everyone who might be interested in the book or who might not be interested in the book. So there will be an SMS campaign that we would run at least for the next 40, 45 days. That would get you a good number of readers too. At least people would come to you, ask you about the book. Even though they're not making purchases, they would make a pre-booking that in maybe coming a month or two, we would buy the book, if I make sense. You know, they'll make a follow-up with you.
But go back to the first step. I have the second, third, and fourth. What's the first step again?
Publish on multiple platforms.
Oh, okay.
Second, Amazon optimization. So if someone looks for it on Amazon, it's on the top. Third, marketing through emails, email marketing that we call, to generate people out there looking for new books. Thirsty people, thirsty readers out there who are looking for new books. And then we have SMS marketing. That is generic, I'm sorry. SMS marketing is generic. It's for every type of person out there. Whoever is updating their phone numbers with us, with any other companies, we have got a data over here from 5 billion numbers, will run SMS to them. But there is a new book in the market by Miss May. This is the title of the book. If you want to have a quick look at it free of cost, click on it. They click on it, they will land to your website. They will land to your book on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And then
everything sounds...
And then if the client decides to buy the book, he would buy the book. If he does not decide to buy the book, still he will be in follow-up with you. Still he would ask you questions. Or maybe the person does not have the money right now. He would have the money in coming future. Then he would buy the book.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be follow-ups. It's not that the marketing would pause after 3 months and the sales will go back to zero. No. Ongoing sales will be there with you. There will be people that will be referring, you know, people towards your book as well.
Okay.
So we can
Go ahead.
Randomly, what we charge over here for marketing, with all these platforms, with all these services, what I'm telling you. Okay, this includes one additional complimentary service that I forgot to quote over here. That was a promotional ebook mark that we'll be delivering to at least 20 new clients who will be buying the book. Okay, this is a promotional tactic that we normally implement for sales, is that we would give promotional bookmarks. A bookmark, you know what a bookmark is, right? So a custom designed bookmark related to your book will be designed for you. On the front of the bookmark, you would maybe have information about the book, and on the back of the bookmark, you would have information about the author, maybe picture or maybe a little bit about the author, or maybe just the name of the author. And that would be a specially designed bookmark that we would distribute to people who are first 20 buyers of the book or maybe first 50 buyers of the book. So this way you would see massive sales coming in. This is one of the tactics that we would implement to bring in sales. So normally for all these services, for Amazon optimization, for email marketing, for SMS marketing, designing bookmarks and everything, we charge $2,500 for 3 months in total. That people pay installments to. Some people prefer paying $750, $800 a month, and they can do that too. But the best part is that if you want to pay that in a lump sum payment, you prefer to go and make a one-off payment that can give you a straight 60% discount on the cost, and just $1,150, we would cover everything for you.
Okay. Well, let me look at my budget.
I'm sorry?
And I need to contact that. I need to look at my budget, and then I will most definitely reach back out to you.
Is this within your budget?
Let me look at my budget right now. You gave me $2,500 for the next 3 months. Come up with the payment plan of $750.
$750 or $800. $800 would look much more better. You know, 3 months, $800 means $2,400.
Okay. Well, let me talk to with my manager, and I'll get back with you.
Oh,
your name again, sir?
Daniel Garcia.
Okay,
can I call you Miss May?
You say Daniel Garcia?
Daniel.
I have that.
Last name Garcia, Garcia.
Okay, I have it.
Okay. And I can call you Miss right?
What's your direct number?
Sure, you can write down my cell phone if that's easier for you. That is 646.
346. 357. Mm-hmm.
4169.
Okay.
But
so I can call you directly.
Mostly, yeah, you can just call me back on this number, on the landline that you're calling on, or just shoot me a text on my cell phone that I've given you right now. As soon as I'll be free, I'll call you right away.
Okay, so that's 646-357-4169.
4169, that is right, ma'am. Anytime you're available, whenever you want to have a word about it today, just shoot me a message. Maybe I'm, you know, available. I'll call you right away. If I'm not, then I'll give you a schedule and I'll call you today. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Do you need to send me like an email message with your email address? Do you say?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay.
May I have your email address, please?
Okay. My email address is S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, G O R E.
Mm-hmm. S as in Sam, Charlie, G O R E.
Okay. 4574@gmail.com.
Okay, let me spell that for you again. It's S for sugar, C for Charlie, G for gorilla, O for octopus, R for rabbit, E for elephant. Then we have numbers 4564@gmail.com.
It's 4574@gmail.com. 4574. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I got this noted over here. No problem, Miss. I have one email coming up. In the next 2 minutes, you will find an email from my side. Do have a look at it. Again, if anything is a question, anything is a concern, shoot me an email. If not, I would love to go and call you in a few hours, and we can have a discussion on this.
Okay, yes, please. That would be nice of you to send me an email per our discussion.
Right away. I'm a new sender, so it's possible my email would land in your junkery spam box. Just have a, you know, a look at your junkery spam box in about 15 minutes from now. It would be there. I would send in the next 10 minutes as soon as we're done with the phone call.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Garcia.
No problem. It's Mr. Garcia. Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.